Okay, thanks for that. I mean, we've talked about international collaboration and, you know, the best ways that we can, you know, promote that. We've also talked about the importance of funding for research in science and technology, and of course the need for us to push for fairness and inclusivity. All right, so we have the science, and the next thing that we want to do is consider how we close the gap between science and innovation. The question I have is, how do we speed up that translation from science to innovation? I'll come back to you on this, Professor Yao. Of course, you've done a lot of important work in theoretical mathematics. Can you perhaps tell us some recent developments that could be the base for marketing innovations in the future? Or perhaps you can give some examples of some theoretical model that is currently powering some of the goods and services that we use today.
Thank you. I personally have developed more technology in China recently based on abstract mathematics. Some of the theory that I developed based on nonlinear filtering, so modeling after